David Giffels has written about his hometown of Akron. He's written about the joy and pain of restoring a falling down mansion in the city. In his new book, he writes about building a coffin. Furnishing Eternity is the story of what led him to think he needed to build himself a coffin, the time he spent with his father building it, and the loss he had to come to terms with during that time. I caught up with David Giffels at his home in Akron, where I started off by asking him what his editor thought when he brought him the idea for the new book.
He really liked the idea, but he said, I don't want this to be a book about a coffin. And so the more we talked and the more he sort of pushed me to think through what was happening, and you know, he wanted this to be more about middle age and being the child of aging parents and some of the things that were also going on in my life. And then early in the process, as the book was taking formation, is when my mother passed away, which sort of changed the whole cast of the project anyway. So, yeah, I think he was warmer to it. Friends and acquaintances who would hear what I was working on would give me that sort of long look, like, you're doing what? You're building your own coffin? And I, you know, the answer is it's a long story, and that's why it's a book.
This is really something between you and your dad. You approached him about wanting to build a coffin for yourself. What was his reaction?
Well, he's mischievous by nature and a terrible enabler of projects like this. So immediately he's like, sure, let's do that. You know, it was for him, it was just a chance to build something interesting in his workshop, which is what he does, you know, for a living, basically, now that he's retired. So he was, you know, he was all in, which is how I've gotten into half the trouble in my life, is, you know, my dad encouraging me to do things that other fathers probably should talk their sons out of.
You're pretty handy. A lot of that do-it-yourself spirit can be seen in one of your previous books, All the Way Home, where you talk about restoring a falling down mansion in Akron, actually the one we're sitting in right now, which is not falling down anymore. It seems like you could have handled this yourself, but why was it important for this to be a project between you and your dad?
Not only was it important to, it couldn't have happened without it being something that we did together. First of all, when my wife and I decided to take on this overwhelming project of trying to reclaim a nearly condemned house, the reason I felt emboldened to do it was in great part because I knew my dad would be a constant, you know, helper, guide, encourager. Also helps that he's a structural engineer, so he would know like what's falling down and how to make it not fall down. And when this project came up, it was kind of the same thing. It was kind of like the reason I thought this was a good idea is because I knew my dad would be into it. And this one, even more so, was specifically the reason I wanted to do this was he was in just entering his 80s at the time this began. And one of the things I've loved most about my life is the times I spent with him building things and watching him build things and learning from him in that way. And so this was definitely a scheme to get some time with him in his workshop, and with that, knowing that time is kind of becoming more precious.
This book is at times funny, at other times it's heart-wrenching. You deal with mortality, you deal with aging, your dad's ongoing health issues, dealing with the cancer. There's the death of your mother, and then there's the loss of your longtime friend and artist who's known to many in Akron, John Puglia. Did this provide you, writing this, with any measure of catharsis?
Completely, and in a completely unexpected way. When I started to think about it as a writing project, as a writer, I'm like, well, you know, there's an obvious metaphor for mortality, and my parents are aging, and I'm aging. And, you know, so I can write about some concepts. And it was almost like the writing gods were like, oh, you want to dabble with the topic of mortality? Well, we're going to really test you. And so, unexpectedly, first my mother dies once this has all begun, and then a year and 3 days later, my best friend dies. So the project that I thought I was entering became something much different. To write through the chaos of loss and grief as it's happening was a real test of how to understand things and also make writing that makes sense out of it.
David Giffel's new book is Furnishing Eternity, A Father, A Son, A Coffin, and A Measure of Life. It's published by Scribner.